So how'd you feel the first time you read the script?
I don't know. I was kind of relieved, to be honest with you. I was like, oh wow, like, this is cool. It's pure. It's pure of intent. It's not. I don't know. It's not. There's no agenda, and it's just like it's just about living and I don't know, being pure. And it's back to just I think what's really significant. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just to me, I was like, one of the responses I think inside was, God, this doesn't move you. You're not human. Like, who can't find something in this that they can relate to? Whether you have a brother or a sister or niece or a nephew or your own kid, I think we've all been through it. We all get caught up in the madhouse of life. And I don't know, to me, it was just kind of a reminder of what's important. I don't know. I like the honesty.
How did you prepare emotionally for this film? It's like the first 6 or 7 minutes, you go through this gamut of emotions. I mean, I've seen you in a ton of films, and I don't know if I've ever seen, you know, so many different types of emotions from you this early.
Yeah. I think just life, you know, the lumps and bumps, the wins and the losses, you know. It's like, yeah, who doesn't want to be in a relationship like Nolan and Abigail got? We all want that. You know, maybe some of us have it. Maybe some of us have tasted it and then lost it. You know, It's like I've been fortunate, man. I've loved deep. I've been cut deep too. I've also done a lot of cutting. You know, but you know, you watch that, you know, or you read that, and in this case, read it, and you just go, man, that'd be dynamite. Like I know what that's like. But will I fuck it up next time it comes around? You know, it's like. And so here this guy has it, and I think Nolan and I, it's like, you know, I put myself in it because there's a lot that spoke to me, you know, so, you know, I just imagine what it would be like to have a relationship with somebody like, Genesis is powerful, she's addictive, you know? It wouldn't take much to fall in love with her, so working opposite her, it was Genesis, you know, working opposite her, and so, you know, and imagine her being taken away from me, and Eric, that motherfucker, he put her perfume on that sheet, and I didn't know it when I'm walking down the damn hallway. It's like, I was there, but it was just enough just to set it off a little bit more. And the thing that was crazy is, like, I thought what was moving me was just what was on the paper. You know, I didn't realize that there was a lot more of me in it than I even realized. And I think there's a lot more of all of us in it than people probably realize when they see it. Because that machine, I realized about two-thirds of the way into it, I'm like, going, that's not a ventilator. This is life. We all get up and we fucking crank on this machine. And no matter where we are, we feel like we're supposed to be somewhere else. And we're all on our fucking stopwatch. Stopwatch to finish high school, to finish college, to get another job, to get a promotion, whatever it is. And we're pogoing all over the fucking place, killing ourselves. Sometimes, you know, it's a merit. And then other times we're just being a monkey because we don't realize that all we need to connect with, all we need to channel into is what's inside that fucking machine. I don't know. So I looked at it and I'm like, oh, holy hell. When I finally had the breakthrough, I was like, dude, this has been my life. My daughter living in Hawaii. I've got a career in L.A. I live in Santa Barbara. No matter where I'm at, I feel like I'm supposed to be somewhere else. That's me cranking this damn machine.
Wow.
You know? Am I being the father that I need to be? You know? God, I wasn't ready for it. Child out of wedlock, 25 years old, man. Somebody just decided that I was a movie star. What the fuck? I didn't want to be a fucking movie star. I didn't ask to be a father. You know? But that started me on it, man, cranking away. Hey, you know what? I'm in a situation. I can help my parents out. I can give them some money. I can do this. I can do that. And along the way, man, I stopped listening to my heart. I forgot what was real. I forgot what was of real importance. And sometimes it takes a crazy circumstance. It takes a broken heart. It takes to get flat backed. It takes an ailment. It takes an injury. Whatever it is, it knocks you on your fucking ass. And you know what we do? We get back up.
Mm-hmm.
It may take us a while to get back up, but ultimately we get back up. We've lost our stride. We don't know what we're living for anymore. We know you're not going to find it on your back. We know that. So eventually we do get up. Some people get up quicker than others. And you start taking steps. And you know what? You find your purpose again. You find your stride. We do. And that to me is really what it's about. It's a celebration of the human spirit, bro. Our perseverance. We just don't fucking quit. We don't. We get up, and no matter how heavy the circumstance, no matter how severe the loss, you know, we get back up again. I like that. The people in the Philippines are going through it right now.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Right now it's dark and it sucks. You know, and here we are talking about a fucking movie when there's people that can't even get clean drinking water, but it's like, you know, I was in Haiti. I was in Chile when they had their earthquake and then tsunami there. I was in Indonesia, gone to the Philippines before. I've gone into these disaster sites. I know what's going on. There's a lot of shitty stuff happening, but in the shit, there's a lot of beauty, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of perspective. There's crazy, crazy stuff going on. At the end of the day, you see, hey, you know, in the news, I remember it was so sensationalized. They're playing up the dangers, and you got, what's his face from, Silver Fox. What's his name? The news reporter, the anchor. I can't think of his name. But you got, it just spoke to me on a lot of levels. And I just, at the end of the day, I believe that the world is good. And because people are good. People don't quit. I think the light side of the force is stronger than the dark side of the force. And I don't think we celebrate victories enough. And to me, this is a celebration. This is a victory. That's what this is. It's not about Nolan and Abigail. It's not about the boy and the girl maybe making it out at the end. This is who we are. This is what we do. You know?
Absolutely.
Sometimes we may question our existence and what the fuck it is. But ultimately, we get up, we persevere, we go celebrate the victories. This is a celebration. That's what I like about this one.